Hello, lovelies. It's Lupin. Hey, guys. It is Sunday night. I should be in bed, but I'm not because it's Sunday and that means it's Game of Thrones night. And I'm a little fucked up, guys. I cried so much tonight. I won't go into spoilers, don't worry, but tonight's episode was hit me in the feels. And you guys, if you guys have been around at all, I've probably talked about it a million times. I'm a big old pussy when it comes to like sad movies or sad songs. I cry at the drop of a hat and I bawled my eyes out like a little baby. Anyway, it was such a good episode. Now I've just got a headache because when I cry, I get headaches and my neck gets all stiff and it's just wonderful. So I'm dealing with that. And also the fact that I want to watch all the reaction videos to it. I just want to see everyone's opinion on it and everyone's theories because people come up with such amazing theories. When I was a teenager, a child to teenager, I was obsessed with Harry Potter. Obsessed. It just hit my target age range and I was obsessed like so many other people in my age were. And I was obsessed with it from the beginning, from when she read like the second or the first book out in America. So I got to ride the whole wave of theory crafting. I was the perfect age to like be getting into theory crafting when like the internet, when it was like all on the internet. Anyway, that's so boring. But the reason I'm getting to this is because I loved the theory crafting so much and just listening to podcasts. Yeah, there were Harry Potter theory podcasts. What up? I'm a nerd. But like I listened to all these podcasts just talking about all the theories there were as the books were coming out and it was so good. And Game of Thrones gives me that feeling, which I haven't felt in a long time. I haven't been into Harry Potter like that in many years, so it was just really, it feels so good to like be able to get back into theory crafting and stuff, but I'm not as good at theory crafting as I was when I was younger. Maybe it's because I don't have the imagination I did back then. Maybe it's because I'm not super into the Song of Ice and Fire's books. I'm into them. I've read them. Actually, I don't think I've read the last couple. But I've read them. They're so long. And I don't mind a long book, but it's long and in a style of writing that I'm not a huge fan of. So it gets a bit overwhelming. Especially when you're not, you know, a child with all the time in the world and you're busy. So audiobooks are amazing for that though. Anyway, so the theory crafting is my favorite. I love it so much. But because of that, I'm still wide ass awake. I'm super awake and I shouldn't be because I have work tomorrow, but oh well. Oh well. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just got a message. I'm very fortunate that I don't get a lot of the spammy, like, hey baby, wants your dick messages that a lot of girls get on these sites. I get very few, I feel. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying I get very few compared to a lot of girls. Maybe it's the way I present myself. I don't know. But I don't get that many. But I just got one. And it's actually not bad. I shouldn't be rude to the guy. But I just got like the most random message. Because I just posted like a little ramble. And it wasn't me talking and like, you know, you guys obviously used to listen to my rambles all the time. It's not my normal like my sexy voice, you know. It's not like my performance voice, right? It's just my voice. Anyway, so I did a ramble on GWA. If you have been a fan of mine for a while, you may remember my favorite fantasy ramble that I did. about like 8 months ago, 7 months ago. So I did a follow-up to that about a new fantasy, different fantasy. So that's up if you have any interest in that. But anyway, so I just got a message and I think it's a compliment. Your voice is so... Wait, hold on. Your voice is the title. Your voice. It's so tired sounding in a seductive way. It's really turning me on. What? My voice is tired sounding? Do I sound tired, guys? I think it's the, like, the little bit of gravel my voice gets sometimes. Like, ooh, gravel's probably not the right word. I think that's just for men. I don't know. I don't know what the girl version is. Gravel? I don't know. A little bit of, that little, in my voice, you know? I think that's what he's trying to refer to. Maybe he just doesn't know what it's called. Like, I don't know what it's called. That's what I'm gonna go with. Or I just sound tired. Why don't you guys let me know? Do I sound sleepy? Aw, now I'm gonna be worried about it. I'm like, do I sound like I'm falling asleep? Damn it. I don't want to sound like I'm falling asleep. That's not sexy. Anyway, I'm kidding. But I just saw that and I was like, that's an interesting message to send someone. Like, do you think I'm going to be like, oh, he complimented me. I'm gonna go show him my boobies. I'm so sorry that I just said that phrase. I'm so sorry. Anyway, people are silly on the internet. Anyway, we're 7 minutes in and I haven't talked anything about this week. So last week I went a bit ham. I went a little ham with how many audios I released. I think I ended up doing like 5 in 7 days, which is not my normal. That's not how many I normally put out, but I did a lot. And this week is not going to be the same. Sorry, I just needed to drink. This week I'm not going to post that many. I might post 2 or 3. Ooh, maybe 2. 3 might be a little bit overshoot. I've already posted 1, so, like, just maybe 1 more, because I still gotta finish up some patron stuff for, what month is it? April. There we go, for April. Oh, God, yeah, I'm yawning. I really am tired. Shit, guys. Fuck. Raspy. Is that the word I'm looking for? Do I have a raspy voice? Is that... I don't know if that's the term I would use, but... Did he just send me another one? Why does he keep sending me... Now apparently the dude's sending me multiple messages, but it's the same exact message. I don't know why he's doing this. Please stop. Please stop. anyway. Oh, my package is so bad. Anyway, so I've got a couple public audios I'll be releasing. Also, I put out a poll on here, or not a poll, but a request for you guys to message me if you had any issues with me changing up the patron tiers, and I did not get anyone saying they had any issues. I kind of waited a few days, and I haven't had anyone say anything negative, so because of that... I'm going to take that as the affirmative that you guys don't mind. And I did switch up the patron tiers. So if for some reason, I guess it makes an ass out of me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that Patreon will send you guys like a message, with if your tier is updated, which I updated them all, kind of to reflect a different verbiage or the different tier rewards for some of them. Some of them had tier rewards changing. The biggest thing is that now all the tiers, $5 and up, get access to the Discord. That should be live right now. So if you have your Patreon... Why do I have such issue with that word, guys? Like, I can't say Patreon and I can't say patron. So it's like patron. Patron. Anyway, so if you guys have your Discord linked, please try to like get into my server. I don't know how it works. I don't know if I did it right. I think I did, but I'm also kind of dumb. So I may not have done it right, but if it doesn't work for you, please let me know so that I can try to edit it and get it working, because previously it had only been for my $25 and up people, and for those I all sent them the link because I wasn't sure how to work the bot. So now that there's going to be more people on the server, I want to make sure that the bot is working so it's just automatic and you don't have to wait for me. So please do that. try to figure it out, or try to get it working. So if it doesn't work, I can try to figure it out. Be my beta testers is what I'm saying. And then you can join me in Patreon or Discord, and then I'll post dumb memes probably, because like that's what I do, is post memes and talk about dumb stuff and stuff like that. And like, oh my gosh, sorry, there was this one meme that I posted. You're gonna get a little exclusive. There's this one meme I posted last week. If you follow Game of Thrones and saw a couple episodes ago, or last episode or something, then you'll know what I'm talking about, what the reference is. But it's, if you want a whore, buy her premium Snapchat. If you want a queen, subscribe to her Patreon. And I bust the fuck up laughing, guys. I laughed so hard at it. I was like, oh, that call out. Like, I feel so targeted. So, but what if I'm both? Queen whore. The tired voiced queen whore. I'm never going to forget it. Now I'm going to have a complex for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. See, fuck. It actually has fucked me up. But yeah, so that's kind of my plan. I don't have any audios really, like, ideas that I'm set on or anything like that. If you are a Game of Thrones fan, I'm kind of bummed because I just released, I think, I love all my audios. I'm usually pretty happy with all my audios, but I think this is my best audio I've ever done. I'm probably wrong, but I just loved it. I've talked about it before. I'm very self-conscious with my rambles, or not my rambles, but like my improv. When I'm improvising an audio, I just feel like, I mean, you guys see how I ramble. I just get sidetracked and I don't really come full circle, especially if I'm not looking at notes or something like that. So I get very self-conscious of my improv. And I improvised a safe for work Game of Thrones ASMR audio with my 3DO. And I really think it's one of my best audios ever. I loved it. And because of that, so there's a song that's featured in this season of Game of Thrones, and it has been stuck in my head ever since last episode aired last week. So for a full week, I've had this damn song stuck in my head. So of course your girl sang it in the freaking ASMR, which I am not a singer, so that was a terrifying moment. But yeah, so there we go. That was fun. So if you're caught up with Game of Thrones and you like ASMR, I would suggest listening to it, because in my opinion, it's one of my best audios ever. And I'm really proud of that because it was improv'd. So I'm like, yay. Also, I'm not very good at like the triggers, and I was really happy with the triggers that I did in the audio, because I did like water sounds and I felt that it was really well imbalanced, and I was really happy with it. I'm just talking about myself now. But if you listen to it, that's going to be the kind of stuff that is going to be the new safe for work audios. So not like that exactly, but just like those kinds of things are going to be the new $5 tier, like reward. Those kinds of safe for work audios. So like a girlfriend experience, like snuggling in bed, or, and I'll probably use my 3DO mic a lot because I feel like my 3DO mic does good for like girlfriend experience. I don't know. That might be weird. I just feel like ASMR and girlfriend experience go well together, but not necessarily keeping the triggers, like not necessarily using any triggers, but just having it, you know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I do know, apparently I'm sleepy. I am sleepy.
So I think I'm going to try to get some sleep because, like I said, I do work in the morning. And I should have been asleep a long time ago. So, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Sorry, I just got scared that my audio, like, froze. I hope you guys have a wonderful day or night or day man, master of the night man, champion of the sun. He's a master of karate, friendship for everyone. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I got used to that probably was horrible. I got used to my 3DO where I could like tap it and it sounded good, and I just like smacked the shit out of this mic, which does not sound good because this mic isn't made to be like manhandled. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's the last yawn.
Oh, that's the last yawn. Okay, guys. Have a good night. Bye, guys.